Vincent York's Jazzistry celebrates their 25th anniversary this year, and this weekend they're having their 25th rent party event at the Eastern Michigan University Student Center Ballroom. And joining us now to talk about the event and also this marvelous program, saxophonist, educator, man about town, and our friend Vincent York. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Michael.
Very good. Thank you for braving yet another Michigan winter winter day to join us here on WEMU. Just some basics. This a Saturday night, Eastern Michigan University a Student Center, 7 p.m.? Is it 7 p.m.? 7 p.m.?
Doors open at 7:30, and show will begin at 8 p.m.
Oh, very, very good. All right. Performing this year, you've got R.J. Spangler's
Mardi Gras Band.
So you're definitely in kind of a New Orleans-type a celebratory thing.
We are.
Congratulations on a quarter century. I remember when this was a new thing. So to make that quarter century a mark, that's quite an achievement, quite an accomplishment. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know where the time went.
Yeah, it flies by. It flies by. People keep reminding me that I've been on the radio for 35 years. I'm like, stop it. Enough already. For those who aren't too familiar with Jazzistry, give us a basic description of what is the program and kind of what are your aims with the program.
Jazzistry is a made-up word. Jazz plus history plus artistry equals Jazzistry. Jazzistry is an educational program to teach children and adults the story of jazz and its role in American history and culture. It was in 1986 when I was playing at a school, I noticed that the children were no longer paying attention to us old guys playing old jazz.
Yeah, okay.
So I thought if they knew the story behind it, it would capture attention and possibly engage them. So in 1994, working with Ron English's group, I tried my idea, and it worked.
You're presenting jazz history, but it's through through live performance, where you're performing jazz pieces, but you also embellish that with stories, with context, and the history of the music, and you put it in context for mostly younger students.
Mostly younger students, but it's been we've performed for all kinds of events.
Yeah, so. So the program is designed K through 12. Do you modify it for, like, is it different for grade school? Is it different for middle school school?
I can tell you, we did better when we were doing more performances.
Okay.
We have been working through the years to modify it. It's usually 50 minutes for elementary, 60 for middle, and maybe an hour and 10 or 15 for high school.
Once again, Vincent York's Jazzistry celebrating their 25th anniversary. Their rent party fundraising event is this Saturday night, Eastern Michigan University's Student Center Ballroom. More information at jazzistry.org. Looking over like that 25-year stretch, in the early years of the program, did you think you would be, that it would have taken the shape that it has now and been here for a quarter century?
Not really. A lot of great things happened. And I like to go back to my little story of how all of this kind of came about. I mean, some of it. In 1998, I was helping my son Cedric deliver the Observer in our neighborhood when we ran into Big City Blues Cruise host Mr. Joe Taboni. I explained to him what I was doing, and he suggested I write a letter to WEMU's manager, Mr. Art Temko, at the time. I did, and in a day, I got a call back from Mr. Temko. In a month, WEMU became our first co-sponsor. It was during these times Mr. Temko became my first roadie and technical assistant to this newly developed PowerPoint presentation put together by Ms. Linda Yon. It was right. It was really the door that opened to wonderful things that started happening in the future.
Yeah. How do you think that, you know, because Jazzistry presents like this blending, you know, performance, you know, the artistry of performance and the presentation of history, how do you think that compares to other jazz education programs?
You know, it's very different. I've seen a lot of programs, and whenever we do Jazzistry, I get a lot of people to come up to me and say, wow, this is really very different from anything that I've seen. I think the students really enjoyed live music, and each one of them had their different times in which they really liked it a lot. Mostly they liked it when we got up to the period when they were born.
Like contemporary times.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And we don't do a lot of contemporary music because I just think you hear that today. They hear all of this music today. We just want to get them up to the point where they can see where their music.
You call your fundraisers rent parties. Rent parties have a pretty long history in jazz. Why did you want to go with rent party to title your fundraisers?
Well, during the 1920s, many Africans, West Indies. During the 1920s, many Africans, West Indians, and American blacks moved from the South to Harlem in search of a new life. These individuals received lower wages and paid higher rent than people who lived in other areas in Manhattan. Apartments filled past capacity and rooms were shared between day workers and night workers. When I read the story and I found out about Harlem, we thought it was a great way to ask people for money at our fundraiser.
Yeah. Jazzistry is not for profit.
It is.
Yeah. How much of funding comes from fundraising events like this or grant funding? What's your funding model? Boy, I sound like Molly now. What's your funding model for props to Molly Motherwell for training me on this stuff.
Well, you know, it's probably our biggest event of the year.
Mm-hmm.
When I started this event, we would do concerts.
Right.
And we would feature a lot of the artists who we talk about in Jazzistry because we never can play the music through. We play these short samples.
Right.
So we started that way. But then there came a time where we wanted to do something for people who supported us.
Mm-hmm.
So we came to EMU and started this new thing we call a rent party,
right,
where people could come out and enjoy themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So mainly this event is the event where people bring their friends, whoever. Many times we call that a host. They'll bring their friends and host the table, and they'll have a great time. We have hors d'oeuvres and drinks that you can buy and even prizes.
Okay.
Wonderful gifts, too. We get some Zingerman's goodies.
That'll always get a response.
Yeah, yeah, and we give away tickets to our International Day event at Carytown Concert House. So it's a wonderful event.
I gotcha. You got R.J. Spangler's Mardi Gras band this year. Certainly the time of year. Mardi Gras, we're actually just a couple of weeks away from Mardi Gras. So you went with a New Orleans type flavor this year.
We did. We've you know, every year, because New Orleans is such an important part of the history of this music, we do something. I mean, I think I've always done when the Saints go marching in the march through the audience, because it's just so important.
That second line.
That second line. We second line no matter what we do.
All right.
Whether it's Motown, whether it's...
it's all connected.
Electric jazz or whatever we do to entertain everybody, we always go back to that period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. It's this Saturday night, Eastern Michigan University's Student Center Ballroom for Jazzistry's 25th anniversary rent party. Again, congratulations on that milestone and many, many more. Vincent York, if there's one thing that you want either an attendee at the rent party or just at any Jazzistry event, what one thing do you want people to take away from the presentation of Jazzistry? If you could boil it down to just like a simple message or whatever, what do you have like a core thing that you're trying to, a core idea that you're trying to communicate about, you know, presenting jazz history in this way?
I think after all these years, I've always had a vision of getting Jazzistry at colleges, mm-hmm. so that young musicians who are going in this field can become like a doctor would if they became an intern. They would do the Jazzistry program,
I see.
Thereby educating audiences and keeping this history alive.
All right, very good. Keeping that history alive. Vincent York of the creator, the sustainer of Jazzistry. Jazzistry's rent party this Saturday night at Eastern Michigan University Student Center Ballroom. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Michael, for having me.
And best of luck and many more. We hope to have many more of these.
Okay.
Very good.
Hope you can make it.
All right. Jazzistry's rent party, 25th anniversary rent party, Saturday night at the Eastern Michigan University's Student Center Ballroom. More information, jazzistry.org.